And you are listening to Fancy Wrestling Show here on FOW Radio. I am Patrick, your host. With me, as always, Danny Danger. Eric, at some point, will be joining us. And, of course, Mika Villa, somewhere on location. How are you, Danny?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Doing all right. It is an interesting week for wrestling. A lot going on. A lot of transition and things happening, and we're getting ready to go on our annual friends vacation trip this weekend. I'm very much looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and of course, it's funny because it's our annual Thanksgiving tradition, our own version of Friendsgiving, if you will.
yes, very much so.
And Danny, you have the pleasure of making new friends on the road to Winston-Salem.
Damn. Well, I'm pretty sure I've met one of your brothers before.
You've met both.
Okay, I've met both on different occasions. Okay, just we haven't talked much. We'll get a lot of time to talk on a five and a half hour car ride.
They both came, I think, to one of the quad shows back in the day.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think I met one. I think I met them different times as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of them has gone to a couple of shows for sure.
More recently,
you've met them in different variations of times and places. So it takes two younger Alvarez boys to replace the piece of fine meat that is the Yellowman, because of course I'll be on the east side of North Carolina for Thanksgiving proper, so I won't be able to make the ride up. I'll be making it tomorrow, but of course.
So how long is it? So you're in outside of Raleigh, right? Is where you're going?
Yeah, I'm 30 minutes. So my hotel is actually in Wake Forest. So on Friday, I'll be driving from West Forest to Munich. I'll get probably between 11 and noon. I'll probably get into Winston-Salem just in time for...
like hotel check-in or whatever?
No. For the USA versus England game. The World Cup, it's way underway.
What time does that game start?
I think it starts somewhere like 1 or 2.
So you're not that you won't be that far from Winston-Salem then. Okay.
I thought it was
like 2 or 3 hours or something. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 2 hour drive. So if I get out of there at 11, 12, I'll make it in time.
Yeah.
To see the game.
That's your main thing. You're not worried about getting in time to see professional wrestling at a professional wrestling convention. You're worried about making it to the hotel so you can watch a soccer game. Is what you're saying?
Well, I'll probably go to the Mexican restaurant next to the pizza place. They have TVs at the bar. I'll probably when you guys get there, go find me at the bar at the Mexican restaurant. If I remember the name, I'd plug it, but you know, I'm sure I'll plug it a lot later. We definitely got lots to look forward to. I mean, I recently tweeted out at Yellowman PA my schedule of wrestling events. I haven't done that in a while. Wasn't for the last year or two, of course, pandemic caused a lot of this. I haven't had a consistent schedule of events. But
a lot of them are kind of last minute or within a couple days or something. Yeah.
But I was actually able to do it this year. And it's fun because, you know, a bunch of those will be actually with you. So, a few of them, maybe half, or maybe a third. I can't remember, but let's kind of see where we're at. I don't know what you're listening to in the background there.
I just started today's World Tag League opener.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, I watched the Tag League
yesterday.
I
watched the Super Junior Tag League yesterday, and then today's was the first day of World Tag League. I'm just trying to keep up so I don't fall too many days behind, you know. And then you got to just 3 or 4 shows to watch and just highlights, because they're doing it in a lot less time this year. They're only doing it in about 3 weeks instead of sometimes 4 weeks. So it's going to end up being a lot more shows close together.
Yeah. Well, of course, we got ResetKate this weekend. Next Friday, I'll be going down to Tyrone, making my return to action wrestling.
I will be going there as well. Yeah.
Will you?
Bringing RLD and a few other friends, and trying to get Eric to join us as well. So we're definitely we'll be making our presence felt there. I went to the Under the Stars show. It ended up being rescheduled, the one that was part of the Founders Day.
Right.
And then
I almost went to that show, but then last minute decided I still wasn't feeling great. Cool. Okay, so back-to-back shows we'll be at together. Then, of course, on Sunday, December 4th, closing of the year for MLA, as they are going to be putting out MLA Proezas, which I don't remember what that word means in English. Of course, Bandido is going to be headlining that show.
Always a lot of big names. I mean, Bandido and the Dinamitas is there.
Yes.
I mean, they're a huge faction to the point where they've spawned other factions, as like other brands of the Dinamitas. Like, there's like a new generation Dinamitas, which are, you know, different guys and stuff. So, and Dinamitas were part of Fantascomania a couple years ago with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So they're huge as well in Mexico. And then you have, you know, one of the things that MLA has been doing these last few shows is bringing in some luchadoras from Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, which is something kind of new for them. Usually they use, you know, when they did have women's matches, it would typically be U.S. talent, you know, somewhere local southeast.
So
bringing in, you know, Lady Shanai and some others and stuff is really big for them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the AAA Sexy Star. It's not Dulce Gardenia, right? Or Dulce, I can't remember her last name. It's not the original, because the original Sexy Star took off her mask, quote unquote retired, had one boxing match, then came back to wrestling. But I think AAA owned the gimmick of Sexy Star, and so they threw somebody else under that character, similar to the way they've done with, you know, La Parca and others. So it's not the original Sexy Star, but she's a big star too. She's doing really well as Sexy Star, whomever she may be under there. You know, as far as I know, if she hasn't tried to shoot on anybody and all that stuff, so she's already, you know, got a one up on her over the original Sexy Star.
Yeah. And of course, we've got Commander, who impressed me when he came last time.
Yeah,
he's
really been breaking out, and not only in Mexico, but coming to the U.S. and doing several shows. And I mean, his agility is truly it's next level. It really is. There's very few people who can do the things that he can do.
He's looking great, and he's definitely up getting there to, you know, to really be one of the best. Of course, Mr. Iguana making his debut.
Mr. Iguana is a big name too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we get La Anexión, which means garbage will be thrown. And hopefully I don't get beat.
And you might get beat. Stay out of the ring. Okay, here's the thing. You only really get beat up when you're in the ring.
There to give me back up, maybe. Just maybe I wouldn't be getting beat up. You know, what the hell are you?
I mean, I was there that one time that you got kicked at ringside, so I don't know. The first time you got, you know, you took an inadvertent boot at ringside, I actually was there, so I don't know if I would be any help or not.
Well,
You just kind of have the problem of finding yourself in the way of violence. Okay, yeah. Just stay away from the ringside area. Definitely do not get in the ring. Okay, you know, you still have more trips to make on your wrestling list. You can't be put in the hospital by a couple of angry Puerto Ricans. Okay.
Sorry, Boricuas. All right. Then
that's what I'm saying.
December 27th, the Yellowman is taking his talents to the front row, as I will be front row for the WWE Super Show that is replacing Day One. So that should be a fun show. And then, of course, Danny, we have a new country to add to our wrestling road trip. As we are hitting
This is the first time we've taken our wrestling road trip international.
Yes. You know, I mean, it's hard to get you outside of a 3-hour radius.
Sometimes, so, yeah.
But to get you to, actually, no, more like 5-hour radius.
Winston-Salem's kind of my max. That's about 5 hours. I will go down to Gainesville. I've been down to Gainesville for Fest and.
Yeah,
those, you know, Shine down in Tampa was a little bit further, but that was usually with more people than just myself.
So here we are. We are heading over a 14-hour plane ride, guys. Danny would not allow a stop so we can at least get some rest. So we're going 14 hours straight to Tokyo, Japan for the 50th annual Wrestle Kingdom. Well, the 17th in the Wrestle Kingdom name. Let me rephrase. The 50th year anniversary of New Japan. This is the 17th Wrestle Kingdom. Of course, they are going to be honoring the late, great Antonio Inoki as well. So it's going to be a huge show. You know they're going to go all out for it.
And Well, I mean, you've already seen some of the things that they've announced. I mean, you know, not just, of course, you know, Okada, you know, who won the G1 going against Jay White. You know, you got the four-way for the junior championship. You know, Kairi won the IWGP Women's Championship and will be defending that against Tam Nakano.
Yeah.
And then, of course, also big news from this week, Kenny Omega announced that he will be coming back to New Japan to challenge Will Ospreay for the United States Championship at Wrestle Kingdom. FTR will be there to defend the tag belts against the winner of World Tag League. Mm-hmm. It's only one night, so I expect it to be huge. And of course, they'll probably have, you know, like the pre-show Rambo, where you get to see a lot of people who wouldn't normally make the card kind of make an appearance and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then New Year's Dash, you know, they don't announce the card of that show until you get there that day. You know, it's kind of known for setting the tone for what's going to happen for the next year. You know, a lot of people come back, a lot of returns, a lot of powerful factions uniting or reuniting, you know, and laying their dominance at New Year's Dash. So, you know, not only will we get to see Big Show in the Tokyo Dome, will also get a big show at Korakuen Hall. You know, and a lot of extra festivities in and around that are also wrestling related, and hopefully we'll get some time to go do some other things as well. I'm beyond excited.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, New Year's Dash, the next day, as you mentioned, a great way to close out the wrestling road trip. But you know what I'm going to miss? I am going to miss dearly having Eric around. Eric?
Yeah.
I know you're there, you know, but man, you're going to be missed in every single show here that you may or may not be able to make. Although it's good to hear that there's a chance we may see you in the Tyrone office.
Very possible.
Possibility?
Who knows?
Well, that gives me extra incentive to want to make sure I get there. So,
who knows where the wind may blow me.
Let's not talk about who's blowing who, okay? What happens at WrestleCade stays at WrestleCade, okay?
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going that year.
He's not.
No, not yeah, Eric.
Whatever his, yeah. I'm
talking about the blower. Or the blowy.
Who are you referencing?
All right. Okay. So.
Good question.
real brief here. Historic X-over, the crossover New Japan Pro Wrestling Stardom event. We had lots of mixed tag matches. I guess Lio Rush came back from retirement once again. I thought last time he was retired.
Yeah, well, whatever. So when we saw him at Capital Collision in D.C., he said he was coming back. And when he was coming back to New Japan, and he wanted to set the junior division on fire. So he decided – he came back, and he helped out Yo. And they decided to form a team, and they jumped into the Super Junior Tag League. I don't know if Lio Rush is like an official member of Chaos now. Maybe he earns that later, depending on how well they do in the event. But we'll definitely see.
Yeah, of course we had a 15 women Rambo with Mirai winning the whole thing. Some matches though here that kind of stood out. Will Ospreay. Shota Umino for the United States title, and of course, the main event, Kairi defeating Mayu Iwatani. They got lots of time, of course, longest match of the night, but what a great match between the two. And let's just really go into the finals. It was either women's game, although I think a lot of people favoring Kairi, you know, since her return
to Japan. She's undefeated, you know, since returning to wrestling. The night before crossover, she had a title match in Stardom, and it went to a 30-minute time limit draw. So although she did not win the championship, she didn't get defeated either. And then she goes on to beat Mayu. Apparently, she sprained her ankle really badly a few days before both events. Doctors advised her to not walk on it for about 3 weeks, at least, to let it heal. She just wrapped it up, went and had a 30-minute match with Seiya Kamatami, and then 25-minute match with Mayu. So, did not listen to doctor's orders, out there with an injury, and still just tore it up in, you know, two nearly 30-minute matches. Hell of a competitor.
All right. And Eric, of course, you are being arrested in Japanese contributor. What say you about everything that's been happening over in the land of the rising sun? I think that's what they call it, right?
I mean, they called it that at one time. I don't know if that's culturally appropriate anymore, but yeah.
I just beheaded a resistance general. Does that count?
No, not the words we're looking for, but
I don't know what that means.
I'm a Sith and I'm killing the Jedi.
I'm unfamiliar with those words. They don't sound like English. Are you speaking another language?
I'm speaking Star Warsese.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Where were we now? Yes. So, all right. Go from these sort of course, we got the tag leagues going on. But out of the four matches so far announced for Wrestle Kingdom, Eric, want to get your thoughts. Which match interests you the most? Okada versus Jay White? Ospreay versus Omega.
Fuck Will Ospreay and fuck Twinkle Toes.
Tam Nakano versus Kairi. Or Bone Soldier versus Hiromu versus El Desperado versus Master Wato.
Kairi and Tam, because they're the only ones that are worth a shit.
Well, tell us how you really feel. I mean, no, for real. Tell us how you really feel.
I did. Fuck Jay White, fuck Twinkle Toes, and fuck everybody else but Kyrie and him.
All right. So Kenny Omega, speaking of Kenny Omega, him and the Bucks were in full gear last Saturday. Get it? Full gear. All right. Bad point.
I mean, that's the name of the show. Yeah, so of course they were there.
Okay, so we had a bunch of pre-show matches that I did not watch. We kicked off the show with a cage match. Jungle Boy Jack Perry. I guess they're no longer calling him Jungle Boy as his name. Now it's his
name. He's Jack Jungle
Perry now.
Because he's more serious, bro.
Yeah.
Playing games is through. Let me just beat up this dinosaur real quick, though. But playing games are through. I'm serious now.
And I'm telling you, bloody and all, but he found a way to defeat the Luchasaurus, you know. At the end of
HBK elbow off the top rope, baby. Off the top of the cage, through a table.
I don't know if anybody's ever watched any of the Jurassic Park movies, but the dinosaurs never win.
Well, I mean, that's because they went extinct. So
yeah.
we always defeat them because, you know, we're the heroes of the story. They're always the villains, man. That's the real of it.
All right. Okay. So then, what's next? Death Triangle then defends their six-man tag team titles, or trios, I guess. The trios title against the Elite, who come back. Unfortunately, Brandon Cutler and Michael Nakazawa are still there.
You gotta have your lackeys and hangarounds if you're popular people.
That triangle wins, but then we find out they win the battle, but apparently not the war. Apparently there's going to be a best of seven series between the Death Triangle and the Elite, with the winner eventually being the true trios champion. So I guess if the Elite win any of these matches, the title changes hands. So you could potentially see the title change hands.
Does it change hands, or is it just the winner of the series is the declared champion?
Well, I mean, this,
because
this
in the past, like when they've had a best of series for the championship, like WCW, you know, did that, and you know, best of five, Booker T and Benoit, and I think, you know, didn't MVP and Matt Hardy do like a best of series for the US title, and you know, they've done it before, but it's usually like whoever wins the last match of the series is declared the champion. It's kind of like you keep points.
Right, except
first person to win three or whatever.
Except for this show, I mean, this match was touted as being a title match. So had the Elite won, they would have become champions.
And then in theory, they might not have decided to do a best of seven series then. It's only once the bosses lose they got to stack the deck against the challengers by making it a you know, best of seven series, so they have more opportunities then.
I'm surprised they let them keep their jobs by beating them.
It's very possible that they wanted to wait and see how they fared before, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
It's like, are they going to go over to see if the crowd's going to like them? It's a lot of question marks. Because I don't remember them answering, you know, mentioning the best of seven until after the fact. So
yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going with the title changes hands anytime. It could be. All right, Jake Cargill defeats Nyla Rose. You know what I found dumb about this is that even though Nyla Rose was not the champion, she just stole the championship, they still put the graphics of this match with her as
a champion. Her holding the belt or whatever.
I'm like, that's like, yeah. you're like acknowledging that a stolen title can make you a champion. That makes the poke of doom look like a serious thing.
It was, sir.
Not according to, you know, the interweb nerds. But anyways, Jake Cargill, however you say it, won her match. So now she's going to appear. Not only does she get her belt back, but now she gets to partake in the mini concert that rapper something Bow Wow is. Is it the little Bow Wow, now big Bow Wow? I don't even
basically
know.
Yeah, he was little Bow Wow, and then he, you know, finished going through puberty and decided he didn't want to be called Lil anymore, so he just started going by Bow Wow.
Yeah, well, apparently they're having a little mini concert on Dynamite this Wednesday, and
it started out as a tweet thing back and forth and such, him trying to holler at her and, you know, say he wanted to take her out to dinner or something. And they just went back and forth and back and forth.
You see, Twitter was just as bad before Elon Musk bought it. Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't. I don't know why people are all mad and quote unquote we're going to leave and go to a new platform that apparently is called Hive or something. People are starting to try to go to that's very similar to Twitter, but you know, we haven't found out it's owned by somebody we don't like yet, so we're going to go there now, basically. Until we find a reason to not be.
Makes lots of sense.
We never had this issue on MySpace.
Tom loved us.
Tom
was there to help.
Was there for us.
Tom united people. All right, where were we? Full Gear, that's right. All right. ROH title. Chris Jericho defeats Danielson, Castagnoli and Guevara to retain the championship. So Jericho's the champion to elevate the Ring of Honor championship.
That's the theory, I would assume. Yeah. I don't know if it's working, but that's the theory, is the point to use his star power, etc., to try and make the Ring of Honor championship mean more. But it's also, but they don't even have Ring of Honor doesn't even have their own dedicated program or anything, so it's really just kind of a belt for something, for like, it's just a belt for a company that really doesn't exist right now.
So basically you're telling me that right now the Ring of Honor Championship is AEW's version of the King of the Mountain Championship?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they're using it as, yeah. Just using it as an extra belt to fucking have around. Or the Legends, the TNA Legends Championship, or something, you know, just some, or what, or you know, when Jeff Jarrett brought in the NWA North American title to WWF, and they brought in the NWA North American tag titles, like they were just fucking extra belts that really didn't have much meaning, and that's pretty much what the Ring of Honor Championships are, because they don't have anything, there is no. The company doesn't exist outside of those belts hanging around.
Indeed. It doesn't make sense to me as a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Or a foreigner. But then again, maybe it's lost in translation. I don't know. Eric, you're a big fan of Impact Wrestling. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. So, explain the meaningless stuff that we're watching here.
We're not watching anything. We're not talking about Impact Wrestling. We're talking about
Impact have to do with it.
AEW and Ring of Honor.
Because Impact is as meaningless as the stuff that Tony is doing in AEW.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that's not a fair comparison.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm very unbiased. No, biased. Yes, whatever. Anyways. Your thoughts, Eric. What do you make of this ROH resurrection that feel like it's bearing it even further?
There is no ROH resurrection. It's just Tony Khan playing wrestling booker. He's throwing his action figures against a wall and seeing what matches he likes the best. It's not really anything at all. Like, we forgot about Joe for 3 months, and now all of a sudden he's a double champion for one for a company that doesn't even exist, and now he's TNT champion, and then, you know, I mean, I don't know. Booker of the year, boys and girls. Booker of the year.
I guess it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Can I be Booker of the year?
No, all you have to do is just suck Dave Meltzer's dick, and he'll give you
Booker or let of him. Year. I think it's or more let you let yours. Him. I think you let him suck yours more so. Yeah, I think he wants to be the one doing the sucking. I think that's kind of his thing.
Love it's just stupid. Around. Like, if you wanted somebody to be the face of Ring of Honor. It's not
Joe, Samoa Joe's the fucking guy. Yeah.
Well, that's Brian what we Danielson talked about it. Is the fucking yeah. guy.
I mean, they had the belt on Claudio, which let's talk, you know, let's remember, right? This is a guy who, you know, people, you know, said so much how he's not being used. He's unused. He's underutilized in the WWE.
Yeah.
He should be a champion.
He so should be a top champion. Yeah.
He comes to AEW. They freaking make him the guy within weeks, and then nothing. I mean, yeah, I don't know. In Ring of Honor, you bring, you know, Claudio, you have Samoa Joe, and then, you know, you're building out guys like Danny Garcia. That's what Ring of Honor is. What I'm seeing with Jericho, I mean, it may have worked for the AEW championship because, again, that's a place that needed to be established. I mean, Ring of Honor is a place that everybody loved. They didn't need this build-up. And it's, to me, it's just is everything that Ring of Honor is not. And I get that, you know, Jericho is trying to be the opposite of everything ROH is supposed to be. However, that's not making me watch it, you know? And that's not what appealed to me about Ring of Honor. And that's not why. And I don't want to watch what happens with Jericho and the ROH title. It's so uninteresting to me.
Yeah, it's well. That's the thing. It's supposed to get heat. It's supposed to be similar to like when Vince, you know, made himself the ECW champion after he bought ECW. It's supposed to be heat. You're supposed to get mad and say, "Oh, he doesn't represent what ECW is about. He just wants to do this." So you're supposed to want to see somebody go out there and kick his ass and take the belt. That's the whole point. You know, take back the belt and make it mean something again and all this, like, but yet again, like, WWECW at least had their own, they had their own fucking hour of designated TV. They were a brand. They had a distinct, they tried to have a distinct identity. Yet again, right now, the Ring of Honor championships are just extra belts floating around in AEW, and they already got a lot of belts, and it seems they always want to bring a new one in every couple months, so I don't know why they need more and more and more and more belts.
I think if I'm not mistaken, and I could be mistaken, so I'm looking it up right now, AEW has 15 title belts.
Is that including each tag belt as multiple? So a tag team championship would be two different belts?
So there's 8 champions for AEW. And okay. Then you add in the ROH Women's, ROH World, ROH Tag, ROH Pure. So that's 4. So that's 12 more.
Okay.
Or 12 well, total there. 12 total.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had 8 belts in WWE and everybody bitched and moaned that there was too many.
Yeah. And they, yeah, of course. Of course, you got to bitch about what WWE does bad stuff, okay?
I don't know. It all seems stupid to me at this point. Well, hold on. We technically have 13 champions right now. I'm sorry. because we have an interim women's world champion. Technically,
and
we have two women's world champions.
And technically, FTR are also the AAA tag team champions.
Oh, that's true.
And they carry those belts around. And they have defended those belts in All Elite Wrestling.
Fuck it, A.
Yeah.
So they gave belts to Cole and Baker for winning the Owen Hart thing, so they're technically belts champions for winning too. A tournament.
Yeah, but they're not gonna. But those aren't gonna be a championship that they defend, though, unless they do it. Unless it's like King of the Ring type thing, where you just next year you try to you quote unquote defend it and try to win it again.
It's literally
they did say that they were gonna do it again next year. So what if Adam Cole ever comes back from injury?
Which get well soon, Baker,
Adam. Yeah, they could possibly be like quote defending champions by being in the tournament. Maybe they get like a bye or something.
But yeah, I mean, this is literally like participation trophies. Like you get a title belt, and you get a title belt, and you get a title belt, and you get a title belt. Like
everybody
gets a title belt.
It at the end of the day, everybody in the fucking world can't hold the title.
But I don't know. But we're supposed to be different, right? AEW is supposed to be different.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. They re-brought back the World Six Man Tag Titles too. So there's another belt.
Oh, you didn't include that in your original count? Oh,
yeah. No. I thought they had retired those, but I guess they unretired them. So cool. No, yeah, there's another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. I can't wait for the Warner Brothers title to, or whatever.
The Fight TV Internet Championship.
Well, whenever HBO Max and Discovery Plus get whatever next year is supposed to be combining the services to be one platform. And I hear there's rumors that Warner Bros. Is going to develop a show for AEW on their streaming network. So
of course
for title named after that network, whatever it is.
I hope Warner Brothers cans All Elite. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. Speaking of canning, Saraya defeated Britt Baker in her first match back since retirement.
So who am I supposed to cheer for in this match? Because the Dynamite before, Britt Baker cuts this hella babyface promo against Britt Baker, or against Paige. And Paige cuts a heel promo against Britt Baker. But Britt's the heel and Paige is the face. So
yeah,
who the fuck am I supposed to cheer for?
Exactly. Hey man, it's the Vince McMahon ideal of we don't do heels and baby faces, we just do characters. Okay.
No, Vince, at least all of Vince's characters were clearly defined heel and face. You're not gonna have fucking Roman Reigns cutting a baby face promo at this point.
Well, that's because Vince isn't there though.
Thank Vince God. Never blurred the lines.
We knew who we were supposed to cheer for. We were the ones that blurred the lines in WWE because, I like The Miz. I'm still going to cheer for him, but it's clearly defined that he's a heel.
Whether really good or really bad, you knew who to cheer for and who to boo. And, we can all agree that the bad was really bad.
But still. And, The thing is like Saraya was like, do we need to have a clear face and heel? Yes. That's literally professional wrestling. Good guy versus bad guy.
Yeah, the struggle of good and evil,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just cynical in my old age.
I think you are. Yeah.
I mean, you are, but still, I don't think that's that means anything. I think that we are, I'm trying, I mean, look, I want it to be what it was supposed to be, different, but it's
not.
They're just so
bad.
It took me all this time, and we gotta get Wheeler on this show at one point so I can say this outright to him in public. He was right. You know, fans should never run a wrestling show, because I remember him hearing all these fans tell him how they all want to be bookers, how we do this, that, and the other, and he would laugh at their faces. And I'm like, you know, well, you never know. Like, the kid could have a good idea, but he would just laugh, right? I'm like, whatever. But now I get it, because, I mean, here you literally have a fan who's filthy rich, and he's just popping himself, literally, and paying millions of dollars to a roster so he can feel like he's one of the boys. If he wasn't paying them, none of them would give him the time of day.
Show back up for WWE.
Yeah, I mean, he should not be doing all these jobs. He's like, doesn't he have like 5 titles in the AEW? I mean, golly, let people do this for you, and I don't know, it's whatever. But then again, I should have known better, because again, the people who brought him in, right, the Bucks. As much as I love Kenny, I mean, that's what they do. These guys pop themselves. That's all they care about.
And they make a lot of money doing it, though. They make a lot of money who do it, and professional wrestling ultimately is a business, so they're doing something right. Whether you like it or not.
Had what happened at that press conference 3 or 4 months ago happened in WWE, all four of them would have been fired. Punk would be gone, Elite would be gone, everybody involved in it would have been gone. But no,
yeah, because WWE also fired a fuck ton of people during a pandemic. So, you know, like,
and then they also brought at least half of them back.
Yeah, but those people were still unemployed for quite some time. That's still,
got paid for 3 months.
Yeah, but they could have got paid for their entire contract.
I mean,
so I'm just saying there's shitty stuff done on all sides, okay? The whole one or the other is one's good and one's evil is bullshit, because they're both multi-billion dollar companies run by billionaires, okay? The people who run and control these have done a lot of terrible things to a lot of people in order to get and acquire their wealth. And so they're companies that look at dollars, not people. And that's what they're going to do.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I would too. I mean, if I'm running a business, I'm looking for what's best for my business. And I don't know. But this is why I'm never going to run a wrestling company. I care too much about myself to worry about others. So don't put me in charge of their livelihood. Okay. Yeah. So try one and she didn't die, so she's still alive. Samoa Joe defeated Warlow and Powerhouse Hubs to retain the TNT championship. To win the TNT championship. Warlow was the champion. Yeah. That was a very meaty match. 10 minutes. Enough time for Joe to carry both of these guys, although Hobbs is not that terrible.
Hobbs is good. I like Hobbs. I don't really like Wardlow.
Yeah, no.
He just reminds me too much of Goldberg.
He's just generic, big, big muscular guy. I mean, he can do some stuff you wouldn't expect, you know, with him doing moonsaults and all that shit. But, you know,
I say he reminds me of Goldberg. He actually has more skill than Goldberg, but he's a charisma vacuum.
Yeah, you know. his charisma is just that's his charisma. His charisma is just I am the Incredible Hulk. I'm angry. I'm gonna smash. You know, like that's his whole charisma apparently.
All right. Speaking of charisma, Sting and Darby Allin defeat Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal in a no DQ match. I guess all Sting matches are no disqualification in some form.
Oh, shit. So he can do his dives in the crowd and all that stuff. Yeah, so you don't get counted out. Yeah,
We were one person short of 07 TNA being represented fully in this match.
Yeah.
If only Darby was, you know, I don't know, Sanjay Dutt.
Had been TNA, had been TNA for a hot minute, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jarrett come out to My World, at least?
I don't know.
I think so. I think it was like, yeah, I think at this point he probably owns that song and could take it wherever he wants.
That's his best thing.
Or they were willing to show the Bucks. Apparently the rumor is that he's also working backstage too for AEW. So I don't, you know, we'll see how long that lasts. But yeah, apparently he's got some back
stroke.
Yeah, he's got a stroke. He's using a stroke in the back.
That slap nuts. I don't know why that popped me, but it did.
Hey, it's not that often that I get to do that, get the reaction out of you, so I'll take it.
He's the chosen one.
Don't
piss him off.
Jamie Hayter defeated Tony Storm to become the new interim AEW champion.
I didn't see this one coming, actually.
Not at all.
You didn't see them putting the belt on Hayter?
No.
Well, see, really. here's the thing, though, is you get a little bit of quote-unquote, you know, real backstage heat that they can play into because, you know, that's something AEW loves, too. You know, apparently after they had that tag match, Thunder Rosa busted her nose. Apparently Thunder Rosa was terrified that Hayter was going to come in the back and beat her ass, so Thunder Rosa apparently went and hid or something. You know, rather than try to greet her and apologize, she fucking ran and hid or something. It's supposedly a story.
Barge into her fucking locker room and get a chair thrown.
Apparently
her.
Not. No. Wow. So they can, you know, they can probably use and play on that whenever Thunder Rosa does decide she wants to come back. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I like Hayter. She's probably one of the better women in the division, but I just really didn't see him putting the belt on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after how much he praised Tony at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I just thought like he was just going to go all the way, give her a lengthy run, maybe just keep her as interim champion as long until Thunder Rosa came back.
I mean, these are two of the best women in the division, which, I mean, ain't saying much, but.
All right, the defeated Swerve in Our Glory to retain the tag team titles, and Swerve in Our Glory, it's
having some problems again. They had problems once before. It looked like they were going to split them up, and then, you know, they made amends and apparently continued on. But, kind of a misunderstanding, and then they split again.
So, did Daddy Ass get scissored in this match, or?
I mean, he always likes He's always up for good sister.
I mean, he's got you know, I mean, he's a much older gentleman who is getting scissored regularly by two much younger and attractive men. So, I mean, he's living the dream, is what he's doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad that Billy Gunn's living his best life. Okay.
Right.
Hey, he could be with his buddies running a company, but I guess he's.
He's having more fun scissoring attractive young men. Okay, I just told you. Hey. Nobody wants to be sitting in an office. You want to be out in front of people scissoring and stuff, man. Yeah. Having fun, slapping asses, and you know, all that fun stuff. Okay, and lots of scissoring. Yes.
Scissoring, Danny. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much the way it goes these days. So, all right, and your main event, MJF defeats John Moxley to win the AEW World Championship. I figured that we were gonna see a title change. I did not expect MJF to break up with one manager to then maybe possibly get another one. What's up with Regal? Like, why? I mean, I guess we're gonna find out tomorrow on Dynamite.
Yeah, you gotta watch the show for all the details and the hot scoops, brother.
But
yeah, I was a little confused as to why he decided to slide the power of the punch straight to MJF. You know, after he worked so hard to get Moxley and Danielson together, and now he just decided I'm done with you. But you know. He'll have some reasoning or whatever.
MJF's been alluding to it for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, what's a good reasoning that he could give for turning here on his mate? Well, like I said, he
put on his own faction, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest lie that the devil ever told was that he doesn't exist. And we all know that William Regal is a devil.
He's a villain.
I saw that coming a mile away.
Well, I mean, I saw a title change. I did not see it happening in that way.
Which, I mean, MJF doesn't need a mouthpiece, so I mean, I don't really get it, but.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely his own mouthpiece. That's one of the things that's gotten him so over. I mean, wrestling wise, mm-hmm. he's okay. He's not outstanding. He talks the big game and then goes in there and shuts the good wrestlers down. You know, that's his whole shtick. But he's not. He doesn't wrestle. He does. I don't know, but it's Dijak and he's fucking back. His hair's never been that dark before, so it must be out of a fucking bottle.
Sorry, I just saw that picture and it popped in. He literally looks like Berlin.
Yeah, the sunglasses, the goatee, and the haircut.
You saw,
but
I don't know. And the Blackpool Combat Club doesn't need a mouthpiece either. But I don't know.
Well, he's kind of a mouthpiece, but he's also supposed to be kind of their mentor, you know. So he's a little bit, you know, he's kind of more than just, you know, like Jimmy Hart, who's apparently just brokering deals and helping him cut checks, you know, like he's supposed to be kind of a mentor and, you know, training and the Blackpool combat way of life or whatever the fuck. But yeah, they all kind of take turns talking.
As long as he still flirts awkwardly with his calendar, I guess it's okay.
Now,
There's nothing only, awkward so, about true love, okay?
All right. Yeah, I guess they got a lot of spring to do. I mean, the match was really good. I enjoyed it. And but you guys mentioned this with Dijak or Dijakovic or however you want to call
him. He's Donovan Dijak, I think. Yeah.
With him returning and attacking Wes Lee, is it possible that in his time, well, he in his time looking for retribution, since he's back now, he came to NXT and be like, Keith, you look so smaller than you did before.
You know, no, I don't. And they're both black guys. That's very racist. Okay, not all black people look alike. Okay.
I mean, that's not what I was thinking, but sure, we can go with it.
Mika is shaking her head and yelling at you right now. Okay, from wherever she is. Listen to the product.
Parts or no? But yeah, I mean, next to get back though.
I've always
enjoyed his stuff. Since I first saw him on the indie scene, I was like, wow, this guy's got some stuff going on. This guy's could be good. This guy's a lot of fun.
I'll feast my eyes.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess we have the next show's NXT Deadline. So what do you guys think so far of NXT? I guess it's the third rebrand or second rebrand. You know, is this like technically 3.0?
This is NXT 1.0 revamp.
So is it like 1.1 or something?
Yeah.
1.2 or something like that. It's like it's not quite a 2.0.
Yeah, we're going backwards.
Yeah,
1.5.
Yeah. All that matters is that Gigi Dolin is still front and center. So.
Yep.
Don't care about anything other than that. As long as Gigi's on my TV, I know.
Now, what do you guys think about the Iron Survivor Challenge?
I mean, it's decent. It's interesting. Yeah, they're basically the King of the Mountain without a ladder, basically. Yeah. Where you know, it's a Iron Man match, you lose, you go in the penalty box. You know, it's point-based because it's an Iron Man match. You know, yeah, it's like two-thirds of the King of the Mountain match, basically. I mean, it should be interesting. People are like, it's too convoluted and all this stuff. Like, when you're watching it, if you listen to fucking commentary, they'll talk you through it, okay? It ain't that fucking complicated. Don't act like you've never watched fucking wrestling before, okay?
You've never had a feast or fire match before.
Yeah. Never seen a reverse battle royal before, kid, okay? Don't act like that.
Yeah, I mean, it should definitely be interesting here. I mean, kudos. I mean, they're trying something different.
That's it, yeah.
Speaking of different.
That's what everybody's talking. You know, everybody always complained that WWE just did the same type match types over and over again. They never tried anything different. They're trying something different. People are getting fucking mad. So, you know, you can't please people. That's pretty much what it is. And the vocal ones are the ones who get upset about shit, so it always sounds like people are upset, even if it's not the same people every single time. If somebody goes, oh, that's pretty cool, like, they're not going to spend hours on the internet talking about how they think it's, oh, that seems like it'd be a decent match. But if you go, this is stupid, you're going to get mad and you're going to nerd out for fucking hours complaining about it. People just like to complain and feel like their opinions are somehow justified because they have 45 followers.
Too much.
And I loved the King of the Mountain match, so I'm excited for it. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's. I mean, it sounds interesting. Sounds different. You know, I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah. So, how do you guys? I joined the diet right now, and the edition of Ava Rain.
I haven't really watched the NXT for the last couple of weeks, so I just know that she's there.
Yeah, I just saw pictures that she's there, and apparently they let her talk one time. That's about all I know, yeah.
I gotta catch up on NXT.
But basically, The Rock's been too busy promoting movies, he didn't even realize his daughter joined a fucking cult. So that's the dad of the year right there, brother. He's too busy focused on his own career. He can't even keep up with what's going on in his kids' lives.
That's why he's not the head of the table.
Well, I mean, he's very busy being the dad to the other two kids, you know. Also. Yeah. All right. So next up, we got coming up this Saturday, Survivor Series War Games. It's going to be a fun one. In no particular order, we have Seth freaking Rollins versus Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory.
I don't understand why he's forced to defend his belt against two guys who quote unquote lost to him. But whatever.
As long as Boston sings his song, I don't really care.
Yeah, I think that Rollins will retain. I don't see why not. Alright, let's see. AJ Styles versus Finn Balor.
We got Balor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like AJ's finally gonna get that win against him because he's been. So Eric, you weren't here. We kind of talked about it, but your thoughts on Mia Yim returning to the WWE and joining the OC.
I like that.
And having a name change for an entire 24 hours, and then before they decided to change her name back?
Had an entire name change. Three different
times.
Yep,
they changed her. Yeah, she was Mia Yim. Yeah. Then they decided that she was Meechin. I'm not sure on the pronunciation. I've just seen it written.
No,
changed her bio on the website and everything and her profile. Put it out on the social media, and then today they decided that she was Mia Yim again.
Well,
they didn't like the Meechin.
My favorite part on Raw was they started calling her Meechin at the beginning, and then by the end of the night, she was Mia Yim again. Like, Corey was like, fuck it,
this is terrible. Michael Cole's like, why am I saying this? Why can't we just call her Mia Yim?
That shit was hilarious. Because he was like, Mia Yim or Meechin or... Yeah, Mia Yim. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? He's like, Corey's not doing his job right.
Yes, he is. He's doing what they yell to him in the headset.
Apparently that doesn't happen anymore, according to Michael Cole. Triple H just lets them do their thing.
He trusts that they're skilled competitors in their own right. Yeah.
Trust that they know how to do the job that they were hired for, which is kind of cool. Cole was on the McAfee show last week, and he was talking about how there's no more screaming in his ear, and McAfee was like, "Good, because I don't know
so
how
maybe
he did that."
Yeah, maybe they're not screaming, but they're probably still there giving some direction. They're just not. George, that's why you're talking about that man. You know.
It's very possible, yeah. I don't know, but Cole seems to be happy with the direction of the commentary.
He's a company guy. He always seems like he's happy no matter what's happening in the company.
Cole's a good dude. I kind of like every interview that I've seen from him, like outside of WWE, he just seems like a really good dude. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's come a long way from when he first started, you know.
Oh, he was terrible in 98, 99.
So, kudos to him.
You know what was really the turning point in his life was the public sexual assault that he suffered at the hands of John Heinrich. I mean, it took a lot of go to and a lot of healing, but you know. ultimately he came out a better and stronger person because of it. That so, was such a fucking you know, good, weird good, good, good for him for turning such a tragic and publicly displayed event into positive change in his own life.
So weird. Yeah.
I guess they thought nobody really watched 2006 SmackDown, so they could just do what the fuck they wanted.
Well, you know,
they thought everybody did. That's why they did what the fuck they wanted. Because they're like, we're the only wrestler in town. We're going to do whatever wacky shit we want, and you're going to watch it because we're the only wrestler in town. That was the whole thought process. We're going to do what we want, and you're going to watch it and fucking love it.
All right, the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline in the Men's War Games. Supposedly Kevin Owens hurts ankle, but I don't know. Cass been he wrestled on Monday, so he'll probably
talk. I mean, it's also War Games, so. You know, they could have him come in last to where he doesn't have to spend as much time in the ring. And just kind of come in and clean house, and he can power kind of through it. And then, he could take a couple weeks of not wrestling, after the pay-per-view, kind of selling the quote-unquote injuries of the cage or whatever.
We'll see.
Let himself heal up a little bit.
Yeah.
The fans.
Look, I'm fucking hyped for War Games. I love War Games matches.
Yeah, War Games is going to be great.
I got the Brutes, Drew, and Kevin in this, actually.
I mean, listen, I love any time we see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn battle it. So that's going to be fun. That face-off on Monday night on Thursday is great. I think the Bloodline is gonna win here.
So are there additional stipulations at stake? Like if one team wins, do the other get, is there something at stake? No. It's just for pretty much the so it's not like if, the babyface team wins, then whoever makes the pin gets to face Roman or something for the belt or something like that.
Nothing at all. Okay. No, it's all straight up just...
It's just, we don't like each other, we're going to beat each other up. All right. Let's fucking do it. We need to see some blood, though, I'm telling you. We need to see blood and lots of it.
Women's War Games. Damage Control, Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and a fifth member to be announced... on Friday.
I want to see blood in this match too. I think that's something we need to see. We need to see hot bloody bitches. That's what we need. I don't care who wins, we just need to see a lot of blood, a lot of carnage. Bring in some light tubes or something. Rhea, show us your hardcore.
No, this isn't CZW. There's costs and shit.
Any thoughts on who could be the fifth?
There's been lots of speculation about it. There was more speculation when there were two missing slots in their team that Naomi and Sasha Banks would come in and join. They could just bring Sasha and just, not bring Naomi and Sasha in together right away.
It's Becky.
Because, you think Becky's ready to return after her shoulder separation?
I mean, I did hear rumors that she's ready to come back, but
it's unfortunate, but it's Becky.
Why is it unfortunate that it's Becky? We love Becky. She's awesome.
We do love Becky, but I don't know. Give her something more grandiose than just, hey, I'm back on SmackDown.
She's what they usually do, though. Yeah,
I mean, and she was. I mean, she was part of the face-off at SummerSlam, so kind of makes sense.
I guess it does make sense, but, like, I don't know.
No.
My guess is just... yeah, I was going to say, hopefully maybe Beth. That would be really good, too.
Yeah. What I was going to say is... what was I going to say? Regardless of who it is, what are the over and under that we see Sasha or Naomi back anytime this year or next year?
I mean,
could you see maybe not them now, but man, how about like? How much bigger would the Royal Rumble be if one of the surprise entrants is Sasha Banks at the Royal Rumble? And then she ends up winning the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think they come back. I don't think it's a matter of if they come back. I think it's when.
Yeah. It definitely feels like a win. I mean, you know, Sasha's doing a lot of stuff to try and establish her own brand as well, you know, not just with the Star Wars, but doing other things as well. Apparently, she's copywriting some new names or something. I think Mercedes, what was it, Mercedes Dalla or something or whatever.
I think it was Mercedes Monet, like.
Oh, that was it. Monet, like supposed to be like money, kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be Monet or Money or something. She's apparently copywriting that and stuff. So, you know, she's doing a lot to try and establish her own brand, but I don't think that means she's going to come back to WWE under that name. She's going to be Sasha Banks. That's the name that they've put all their money in. That's what the fans know her as now.
She's trying to set her life up for when she's done with wrestling.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that makes perfect sense. Like,
smart.
Yeah, it's super smart. I think we see her back. I would guess Rumble. Because I don't think they'll waste her TLC or whatever the fucking December pay-per-view is. And I think it would just make sense to bring her back at the Rumble. If not to win it, to at least, you know, go hard in it.
Yeah. To reestablish herself, even if she doesn't win it.
Rumble, like, every year.
Yeah, she's in there for 30, 40 minutes or whatever, some crazy amount of time.
And we know Sasha and Triple H's relationship. Like, she loves
to play the game.
Her, so.
Yeah. So, absolutely. I can't wait for Saturday. I mean, it's going to be a really fun show. War Games.
What are y'all going to watch it? Or are you, Patrick?
So, well, the Super Show, the Wrestle Kingdom Super Show ends at 8, so probably find a place to go watch it afterwards.
That's fair.
Just start a little late or whatever.
Yeah. We eventually will catch up with all the commercials and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it won't be too far behind, so can't wait though. It's gonna be a great weekend, you know. We wish everyone out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Of course, for those watching pro wrestling anywhere and everywhere, enjoy it, love it, and yeah, as far as us are concerned, we'll be back next week, to you know, cover and recover stuff that's going on. Hopefully, we'll talk some about the World Tag League and the Super Juniors Tag League, and then find out what else is coming up for Wrestle Kingdom. Of course, the fallout of Survivor Series War Games. See how we survive WrestleCade weekend, and much more. So we are looking forward to both Action and MLA the following weekend. So thank you for listening. Please make sure you subscribe on all the platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, TuneIn, Amazon Music, Spotify, always forget Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check us out on the Twitter machine at FOW Radio. Danny's on Twitter at Danny F in Danger. Eric's on Twitter at EJ423X. Mika's on Twitter at Mika Villas. I'm at Twitter at YellowmanPA. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.